We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. California's housing shortage could be a figment of the state's imagination. That's what Chapman University's Dr. Jim Doty says. Their economic forecast shows, even with Governor Newsom calling for 500,000 units a year.
We see future demand not even at 110,000, not at 135,000, not even, of course, 500,000. We see a drop being below that. We don't even believe California will be able to sustain permit growth in the 100,000 range. It'll be closer to about 90,000 by our estimates.
Doty says the problem is there are not enough good-paying jobs in California, sending people packing and moving to states with lower taxes and a cheaper cost of living. The forecast report says fewer people in the state translates to fewer homes needed.
L.A. leaders vote to require that housing projects on city-owned land be 100% affordable, with one big exception.
The way we've been doing things is not really working.
Council President Herb Wesson.
One of the reasons why the people rise up when they see market rate developments going up throughout the community is because we are not building affordable housing.
Council member Paul Krikorian argued requiring 100% affordable housing might cause the city to lose out on projects that could otherwise add much-needed affordable units. He suggested an amendment to the motion.
Keep the language as it is about restricting the use to 100% affordable unless the council determines that an increased number of affordable units can be achieved through a different business model.
I would be acceptable to that.
The council unanimously approved the amended measure. There are thousands of city-owned properties in L.A. Staff told the council there are 39 housing projects in the works on publicly owned land. All but one are 100% affordable. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The city of L.A. has apparently been spending a lot more money than it's taking in. And a city executive says the deficit could get much worse in the coming years. But the mayor believes that L.A. will get through it.
The numbers seem daunting. $154 million in overspending so far this year, and a deficit that could eventually climb to $400 million not so far in the future. But Mayor Eric Garcetti believes L.A. will seal these funding gaps.
During the year, we always have them. We say, if you continue, the deficit could be this. But every year we close it.
And he points out the city has a healthy reserve fund. He says it has doubled since before the last recession.
So the proof's in the pudding. A reserve fund that's never been higher. So to me, that can soften a blow if a bad day comes.
And he wants to make the rainy day fund even bigger. He wants to double it again. In the meantime, he says department managers, whether we're talking about the police department or the fire department or even the airport, they have to balance their budgets. In L.A., John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
L.A. County's foster care system is in a crisis. They're asking for your help. KNX 1070's Emily Valdez has a report.
Thousands of children in L.A.'s foster care system need volunteers from the public to look out for them so they have someone who knows them, who's on their side. They're called court-appointed special advocates, or CASAs.
They need someone to accompany them to court. They need someone to make sure they're doing well in school. They need an adult that they can count on to act and make recommendations in their best interest.
That's CASA CEO Wendy Julian. She says people would volunteer about 15 hours a month.
We also have 300 children who are actively on our wait list. This means that their judge and their attorney has already recommended their case, and we've vetted it, and they are on our wait list waiting for a volunteer to step up.
There is a background check required. For more information, head over to CASALA.org. In Monterey Park, Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Poison control experts have some tips to keep your family safe this Christmas.
Kids are naturally curious, especially when something is colorful or shiny or looks good enough to eat. Dr. Cyrus Rangan, medical toxicologist with the California Poison Control System, says a number of products can pose choking hazards.
Whether they are hard candies or whether they are small ornaments or jewelry or any other products basically that are small enough to fit into a child's hand that they can put in their mouth.
He says there's no substitute for supervision, but preparation can help.
So that when you know that you're going to have a busy time in your house with people coming over, that you keep these products away before people come over, making sure you understand which products are chokeable products, which products are poisonous products, and keeping them out of sight and out of mind.
And if your festivities include indulging in marijuana edibles, he says, treat them like any other medication and keep them away from children. In Culver City, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A man who threw an electric scooter at a 75-year-old man in downtown L.A., causing him head and arm injuries, has been sentenced to 7 years in prison, pleaded no contest to an elder abuse charge, admitted an allegation that he had personally inflicted great bodily injury. Prosecutors say the attacker approached the victim June 13th as he sat in a chair at 6th and Spring. A bystander intervened. The defendant took off. He was arrested 6 days later.
Airbnb in Santa Monica have reportedly reached a deal over short-term rentals and affordable housing.
It's been in the works for a while, but now the deal is done. According to the LA Times, the settlement says Airbnb will collect $2 a night from its short-term renters to be turned over to the city of Santa Monica for affordable housing. It'll also comply with rules for the rental, such as requiring the homeowner to be on the premises during the time of the rental and limiting the time of rentals to a month or less. Santa Monica has more than 350 registered home shares, most of them rented through Airbnb. The agreement takes effect immediately, but could take until the end of next month to be fully implemented. Vicki Moore, KNX 1070 News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.